Hello, and welcome to the Children in the Way for the Sunday School recording for Sittingbourne Baptist Church for Sunday the 25th of April. I hope you're well and you've enjoyed your first week of school. So here the weekend is, and we've got one more day before we're back to it again. And I'm hoping that today's miracle that we're going to talk about will really influence you and change your life and your attitude. But before we get onto that, let's play our little game of what country is this? So I am thinking of a country, and for 5 points, this country is in Western Europe. Okay. For 4 points, the national animal of this country is the golden eagle, because it has courage, strength, and victory. It represents courage, strength, and victory. For 3 points, bread is one of the main foods of this country, eaten with almost every meal. And they also love sausages. For 2 points, university education is free for all people, all students in this country, even those that do not belong to that country. And for 1 point, this country's capital is called Berlin. Did you guess that it was Germany I was talking about? Well, if you did, well done. The Germans are also known for making beer. And their national football team is really strong. And they have won 4 World Cup titles in the past. And 65% of the highways in Germany have no speed limit. So you can really put your foot down. Wow. Amazing. Okay, so today we're looking at the miracle when Jesus cast out an evil spirit. This is one of the ones that he got into a little bit of trouble for, because they were in a synagogue and it was on the Sabbath. So we're looking at the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 23. And the Bible says, there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the evil spirit convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, finally came out of the man. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned amongst themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the evil spirit, and they obey him." And at once Jesus' fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. Right, so a really interesting miracle that Jesus performed here. And I've written down a few lessons that we can learn from it. Because this man didn't know Jesus, but there was something in him that did. There was some aspect of his life that just reached out and knew immediately who Jesus was. And that was something that was influencing this man, influencing his attitude, his actions, his speech. And that was a spirit. Now, I know some people do struggle with this idea of the celestial beings of, but we have so much faith as Christians. We have to believe in celestial beings. We have to believe in the things that we cannot see, because even everything that is around us was created by the very breath of God. God just spoke and these things came into being. The earth that we live on, the sun that continues to rise and shine and set, all of those things were created. Even your very bodies was created by God speaking. So we believe in a God that we cannot see. And Jesus, that we have faith in, we haven't seen. And even the Holy Spirit that comes and teaches us right from wrong is an entity that we have not seen. And it's not a far stretch when you're thinking about God and his angels that he sends down to minister to us, to help us out, to do things for us in secret. Some people have seen angels, and they have seen people that were so big and that were shining and that had swords even, and they had wings. But, you know, not all of us have seen that. But we believe that they exist. I believe in angels. I believe that these beings do work for God to bring answers, to bring help when I need it. I believe I'm surrounded by a host of angels because the Bible tells me this. This is what faith is all about, believing in things that we cannot see. Now, from that is not too much of a stretch again to then think, if there are good things like that, like angels and God and the Holy Spirit, Jesus is there, there must be on the other side some bad angels and the devil. You can't really believe in God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, angels, without believing in the devil and his angels, his bad angels that work for our bad. They don't work for our good. They work to make our lives miserable and horrible. And you know that sometimes you will wake up with a bad feeling. You will wake up already feeling down and low and depressed and annoyed at everything. Just annoyed that it's Monday. Just annoyed that it's another week. Just annoyed that you're not getting to stay in bed and you already feel bad. Now that is, I believe, a spirit that is affecting your mood. You know, when your mood is just down and there's no reason for it. Or sometimes your mind just wanders and you're thinking about so many stupid things that don't encourage you, things that don't help you. I believe that is the work of evil spirits that go around trying to find a mind that will receive them and accept them and while away the hours just like thinking of stupid, mindless things that do not actually build or encourage your good attitude. So this man had an evil spirit, and this evil spirit would make him call out, act out of control. So this man was not really in control of his life, and he probably would not have been very productive or useful to his family. And while Jesus was preaching at the synagogue, then this man saw him and started pointing out to Jesus that we know who you are. You are Jesus, the Son of God. And Jesus was not ready for this to happen yet because this is just at the beginning of his ministry. And so he spoke a powerful word, a word that had so much power that the evil spirit had no choice but to obey it. And he said, come out of the man. And when that evil spirit came out, the man was able to function normally. So what can we learn from this amazing miracle? So sometimes, have you ever had it that you meet somebody and immediately the two of you are drawn to each other? You get on really well with this near stranger, or the attitude that you have towards each other is just like fun and you enjoy each other's company. Or on the other side of it, you meet somebody and you don't like this person for some reason, or they don't like you and you just feel like, they bring you down, or they don't encourage you, or they don't make you feel good. That is the spirit associated with that person, disagreeing with the spirit that is in you. So, I mean, they say that birds of the same feather flock together, that people that are of like nature sometimes will work and act together. I think it's the same with the spirits around us. I believe that I am surrounded by a host of heavenly angels that help me to do good, that help me to influence other people, to help other people out, to listen and to hear God's voice, giving me little clues to make my day easier, better, brighter. And these spirits, they help me to have a good attitude to life. Even if I trip and fall, I will still thank God, because there's always something to thank God for. So as much as I believe in these good spirits, I also believe they are evil spirits. Sometimes I will meet somebody and immediately that person will obviously not like me, and they will act like they don't like me. Even my children have come home sometimes from school and they've said, "Mom, this person that I've met today for the first time, they just act like they really don't like me." And it's because the spirit in that person just doesn't gel with the good spirit in us. So sometimes that happens. And we can see here that Jesus used his authority and he said something that was so powerful the evil spirit had no choice but to obey it. And so God has given us that same authority. Even Jesus, before he left the earth, he said that, "I have done great things, but greater things can you do, because you are going to have the Holy Spirit there to help you." The Holy Spirit sort of like gives you clues. It's like giving you the answers in a test. He gives you extra information so that your day can go well. And so we are supposed to be able to call out bad spirits from other people, to call out, to be able to see that this person, the way they're behaving is not like a normal human being. They are being influenced by something else. And sometimes my kids have said, "That person, you know, he's just doesn't like me," and all of this. I'll say, "That person is being influenced by a different spirit. They're being influenced by an evil spirit, a wrong spirit, and a spirit that you can't see, but that, you know, the way they're behaving, for somebody who's just met you to immediately not like you like that, that's not normal. They are being influenced by a different spirit." And sometimes, yeah, we might not be able to see it in other people, but certainly we can see it in ourselves sometimes. Sometimes you'll wake up and you're already feeling down and you're already feeling miserable. You're already feeling depressed, as if this is the worst day ever. And I know it might be Monday morning and you're waking up thinking, "Oh no, this whole week." But God has given us that authority that even though you might not be able to see it in other people, you can decide to see it in yourself and shake off that bad, evil attitude and to put on a better attitude before you go out there to meet other people and spoil their day. Decide that, "No, I am not going to be influenced in a bad way, in a horrible way. I'm not going to kick and scream and shout and be out of control and not be useful for my family. I am going to cast the spirit off and have a good attitude and look for the bright sunshine in the day, even if the weather is horrible. Look for the good. I woke up today, my body is strong. I have a house over my head. I have family that love me. I have breakfast in the morning." You know, look for something to be thanking God for. Something that will glorify his name and will help you to have a good attitude. And then you have authority to command any badness out of yourself and to put on good attitude. But you can also pass this on to other people. You can pass on joy. You can pass on a smile. You can say something nice to someone. "Oh, your hair really looks nice today. I like that scarf you're wearing. Oh, that jacket really suits you." You can find something. Say, "You know, you're a really good friend to me. I really appreciate you." You know, you'll be surprised how wonderful you can make someone else feel. Because even though we don't walk around looking for evil spirits to cast out, just by saying something good and something nice to someone, it can cast out a bad attitude for someone else. "Oh, wow, you're really good at maths. I really like how you solved this problem or that problem." "Or you have great handwriting. That drawing you did really looks nice." Look for a way to touch people with your powerful words. Just as Jesus had powerful words that removed an evil spirit out of someone and put a good attitude in that person, you can do the same. You can do the same and change someone's day. Because there are people all around us that feel unnoticed. They feel like life is so down and depressing. You have power to change that person's attitude and to remove an evil and bad attitude and give them a positive feeling. Because God's power, the Bible tells us that Jesus, as the Word of God, is sharp and he is powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword that cuts right down to the bone and divides between the bone and the marrow. That's a really sharp sword. And that is how powerful the words that we as Christians speak are. They are strong words. They are words of authority. And just like you wouldn't give a child a sharp sword to play with, you wouldn't do that. Even going into the kitchen and being asked to peel a potato with a knife, you would have to have training. You would have to know what to do, because that is a dangerous weapon in the wrong hands. The same thing with the Word of God. It's a powerful tool, and you have to know it. You have to know how to wield it, and you have to know how to use it. And the only way to do that is to read the Bible and to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to show you how to use that powerful word to change lives. Because the Word of God can change lives, just like Jesus did in this miracle. We have that power to change people's lives, to set them up from a dark, depressive path of feeling useless and feeling worthless and feeling like the whole world is on their shoulders. We can give them the power to go and enjoy the day. So let us look for this. Because we can change things for other people. And we can change things for ourselves. And be ready. When you start having an amazing day, even though it's raining, even though it's Monday, even though it's whatever, when you start having an amazing day, people are going to talk about you. People are always talking about me and what a great attitude I have. But I choose to have a great attitude. No matter what the day that I have ahead of me, no matter what's waiting for me, I choose to have a good attitude. I choose to let the Word of God change my any negative feelings, any downcast feelings of depression or whatever else that might be trying to get at me, sadness and all of this. I choose to change that attitude and have a positive attitude that will glorify God. So when you start doing that, people are going to notice, just like people noticed when Jesus did this. And they said, "What is this? We've never seen such authority. We've never seen someone have such command. This is something new." And when you start using the Word of God for positive like that, people will notice. And it will amaze them. It'll amaze them that you have such a good attitude on a Monday morning. It'll amaze them that you have such a good attitude to you towards your work and your teachers and people around you. It'll amaze them that wherever you go, you are whistling along, you are enjoying life, and you are not taking anything for granted. Because really, I think if the pandemic has shown us anything, it's shown us that we have got limited time on this earth and we cannot take anything for granted. We have to grab hold of life, even if it's a Monday morning, and enjoy it, make the best of it that we can. So there is power in our words, and we need to harness that power and to learn how to use it. So pass the Word of God to other people through a nice compliment, through a smile, through being friendly and having a good attitude. And I pray that as you do that, God will work in you to help you to enjoy your life every day. Stay blessed, enjoy the week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.